going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Bob Papiani, who you hear with Joe most days, 10 to 2. He'll be on tonight, KDK TV, breaking down the draft, and then on the nightly sports call, simulcast here with Malzi, reacting to the pick live tonight. Bob, have you heard similar things about Aaron Rodgers looking for a place to play golf in Pittsburgh?
He's the newest member of Chartiers. I just found that out, got a bulletin, and so I imagine there's something to connect him to. No, just kidding. No, I mean, Joe brought that up today, so I'm not surprised that stuff like that happens with guys who are involved in golf. And, you know, Chris knows this. It's a big fraternity. You know, athletes love to play, and you get to know people on the course, and relationships happen. So,
where would be a good place for him to play here? What do you think would be the ideal course?
First off, Pony was shocked when I told him that if he tried to, like, call Oakmont, they would just politely but firmly rebuff him.
Oh, no, yeah, there's no way. They have a waiting list there.
And more to the point, they would not let him jump the line for their waiting list.
Wow.
No. Well, that's true of a lot of clubs, though. You know, the elite clubs that have their way, people have been trying to get into Augusta National forever.
And he couldn't buy his way in. He couldn't.
The dude from
Live Golf.
The dude from Live Golf would have bought his way into Augusta long ago. He still can't do it.
Man.
Right.
By the way, why is he looking into golf courses? More proof that his mind is not on football. Less golf, more football, Aaron. Come on now. Get your head out of your rear end and start thinking about football and not other things.
Yeah, I think that's a good point because there have been so many things going on that, you know, and he may just not want to deal with OTAs, minicamps, whatever the case. I still think he'll end up here, but if you're interested in playing golf, it's not going to send a good message if you're out there someplace playing golf or your other guys are working out and you're the quarterback.
Bob, you have access to Art Rooney and Mike Tomlin way more than we do. You have amazing sources. You're not going to betray any of your sources here by talking to us, but we do want draft intel from you. Right now, based on what you're hearing, what do you think the Steelers will do tonight?
Well, it's conditional based on, you know, they could get offered something that would allow them to move back in the draft.
Okay.
As long as they get a first-round pick, I think, you know, still flip-flop with someone behind them who may want to move up over them for various reasons, including offensive linemen they may want or who knows what is on the shopping list of other teams. But if that happens and they get a first-round pick and they could wait a little bit and then add something else, I know they would love to have a second-round pick back, but that might be hard to
Yep.
to get unless George Pickens is involved in something here. So, you know, there's a lot of things that are still at play, but I would think they're going to stick to it, 21, and I still think they're going to go defensive tackle. They can be sending out a lot of different messages, and we've seen that happen. That doesn't necessarily mean what you hear is what you're going to get. So I still think it's going to be a defensive tackle. My preference would be Kenneth Grant. I like the kid from Michigan. Whoever it is, that's the number one position of need.
Bob, if they don't take Kenneth Grant, who would be your next most likely player that they would select?
Well, I'm not going to go quarterback. I told you, Chris. And
no, you're very anti-quarterback. You want to run as far away from the quarterbacks as you can in this draft. You're extremely anti-quarterbacks.
Yeah. Well, and that's because I just think there's a better time to do it. And if you're going to have Rodgers here, if you draft someone in the first round at 21, then you should probably play him right off the bat based on what it is. But if they're not going to do that, then I would wait. And I still think they're going to wait. So my other pick would be Emeka Buka. I think if what I think might happen, a trade of George Pickens at some point, you're going to need somebody else. They like him. He's one of those kinds of players who I think fit right in with the Steelers. That is, he's a physical guy. He loves engaging in the blocking game, but he's also very good at various routes that he could run. So those would be the two I would look at if there isn't a trade for them to go back.
Now, all right, this Fox Sports report about George and then George doing the diva thing of unfollowing the Steelers on social media, does that make you think we will see a George Pickens trade? You said months ago you thought he was going to get traded. Are you now even more confident that something happens in the next 48 hours?
I don't know if I'm confident. I think it sort of adds up. And, you know, again, I don't see a way for them to sign him at the end of this season. So if that's the case, yes, they could play and have two guys that are really good at what they do, and that would give their offense a big boost, and they certainly could use one. But I also think they would like to, you know, figure that out beforehand. They also have two guys who I think are doing well. When you think of Roman Wilson, a guy they'd love to see, but Calvin Austin has moved up and played well. So they have people there, but I would like a number two if I'm going to trade George Pickens, and Ibuka would be the guy.
Bob, if they take a quarterback, what is the earliest pick you think that they will use for that position, and who do you think they would have eyeballed if it's not a first-rounder? So if it's something later in the draft, who do you think they might have their eyes set on?
Well, I think, you know, Chris Milroe is the guy that really has a lot of talent. It fits exactly what Mike Tomlin seems to want, although recently we haven't seen many of those kinds of quarterbacks, and they had one here in Justin Fields, and it didn't take too long for them not to make the offer that he needed.
You keep banging that drum. You are not happy that they made that decision on Fields, Bob, and you keep coming back to it.
Tony, all I'm saying is I think that would have been a better answer for now. You have a guy who is young. You know what he could do with a run game. I would have had more opportunity for him to run, but I think there's more to his pass game in time. We've seen guys develop late in the NFL, and so I'm not ruling that out, that he won't have a really good year with the New York Jets. So I would have done that, still draft someone either this year or next, but you might have had your answer right here because there is upside. With Aaron Rodgers, there's 1 year, and that's pretty much it. So that's why I wanted to see that. And it was a lower cost for sure.
Brian Texan. On the note about Starkey's report regarding Rodgers, ask Bob, greatest Steeler golfer he's played with. Ask Bob, worst Steelers golfer he's ever played with.
Hard hitting stuff here, Bob.
I'll tell you a guy who's made strides is Jerome Bettis. He's turned out to be pretty good. But it's best. Boy, you caught me off guard with that
one. How about Dick LeBeau?
Dick LeBeau and Keith Butler both. And Bruce Arians, we once played a tournament together where we won, and I thought he carried me all over the place. So Bruce Arians can play. Those are coaches. As far as players, you know, I don't know who would classify as worse. I haven't played with enough of them to know that.
Roethlisberger, not one of your choices.
Man, what a diplomatic answer by Bob. Not willing to criticize any of these guys.
I forgot about Ben. Ben is up there at the list, too. There's no question about him. He's capable of going and winning a lot of tournaments, which he already has around town, so. That's a guy who,
by the way,
well,
Bob,
let me tell you about it. His son is better than he is, and his son can hit it a long way. And I think he's only 12 now.
Bob, last one. If Aaron Rodgers does find a Pittsburgh golf club, which one do you think it'll be? My money is on, believe it or not, Diamond Run.
Well, that depends on where he lives. I think, I'm going to say Swickley Heights or Allegheny.
Mike wants to know. Says, hey, you guys were talking about walkout songs at the draft for players tonight. If Papiani were drafted, what song would he come out to?
24 Karat Magic by Bruno Mars.
Did not see that one coming.
No, didn't have that one on the board. Definitely not.
Well, I was at the concert when he was here, and so were you. He did put on a show. I will admit that, Bruno Mars.
Oh, he's terrific.
I was entertained. All right, Bob. We won't bother you anymore.
I have nothing to add to the Bruno Mars discourse.
Enjoy. Yes, you were saying?
All I know is Mueller's game has improved to the point now where he's going to be one of the guys that looked at as media favorite golfer. He's elevating into the Jerry Dulac status and Rich Walsh status.
Man, wow. That just got a huge yelp from the producer's booth from Donnie right there. I think I got a ways to go to catch both of them, Bob, but thank you.
Holy crap.
No, but you're progressing. And Starkey is, in 3 years' time, I'm telling you, he's moving in the right direction.
His problem is he's way too emotional. He throws it all away after one bad swing, Bob, and that he just can't surmount that.
Josh actually has another question that I think is good for you, Bob. Given Merrill Hodges' relationship with the Steelers, do his comments on Shedeur Sanders make you think it's highly unlikely the Steelers draft him?
No, I just think that's his opinion. I don't think they worry too much about what people say, even those who work for the organization in some capacity. I just, you know, he's
so if you went on a preseason broadcast and said, "Man, this guy sucks," they'd say, "You're right, Bob. Good take. I agree."
No, what I'm saying is when you're analyzing, I don't do that. I have too much respect for these guys who play and what they.
That is true.
I'm saying,
you make some of these guys that are the future bartenders of America sound like they're Joe Montana and Jerry Rice.
Well, that's kind of the game that we got to play, and that's fine with me. But Merrill's hard hitting about this stuff, and
he
fancies
is.
Himself in knowing these quarterbacks. So he was right about Manziel. He's been wrong about some. He's been very, very clear about Shedeur and also Cam Ward. So
what do you say about Cam Ward?
That's why I've talked to him in person about that, where he just said he doesn't believe he has what it takes to be a franchise quarterback. He thinks he can be a good quarterback, but not a franchise quarterback.
Gotcha. All right, Bob. Thank you. Enjoy the draft and enjoy Malzi tonight on
All
Sports
right, guys.
Call.
We'll see you tonight at 10:35, Chris.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we started together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.